the late and great Israel Kamaka Viva Ole, who sang there Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I'm lucky we've got Michelle Winner, who was born in Hawaii, because she can help me with some of this pronunciation. Like in this next story, Kainoa Hawkajo, the Director of Culture at the Grand Wailea, which is a Waldorf Astoria resort and hotel in Maui. He shares the Hawaiian culture and the knowledge, or in Hawaiian, the manoa, of the Wailea geographic area on the ocean slopes of Haleakala Mountain, which is an extinct volcano. Anyway, he shares the stories, the Hawaiian stories, with guests and with employees alike. Grand Wailea is a leader in impactful and mindful management of sustainable programs. So Michelle Winner recently went along and she filed this report. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.
Well, hello from Maui. I'm at the Grand Wailea, a Waldorf Astoria resort, with Director of Culture Kainoa Hawkajo. Kainoa, welcome to the show.
Hey, aloha. Thanks. So good to be here.
Thank you for taking the time to sit with me and tell us about your new position as Director of Culture here at the Grand Wailea.
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting position. I basically get to talk about Hawaii all day, every day, both with our guests, but also with all of our 1,500 team members we have here.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize. Well, how large is the resort in terms of rooms and grounds and all that?
Yeah. So we are almost 40 acres of grounds. We have 776 rooms here on property. And then across the street, we also have the Ho'olei Villas, which are these beautiful three-bedroom townhouse kind of villas with a number of units over there, too, and 1,500 employees here.
Well, I'm sitting here in a gorgeous suite and staring out at the ocean.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby, overlooking pools. And is that Wailea Point, or what's the name of the point out there?
That's right. So this beach and that point are Wailea. And that's just the name of this particular area. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, in traditional Hawaiian culture, there's a number of other names for the larger land region, Paiahu, which is sort of the Ahupua'a, the triangle-shaped portion, and then yet another larger portion called Honua'ula, or sacred land or red earth, that we all kind of exist nested in within each other.
And we're also looking through palm trees at a landmass out there. Is that another island?
Yeah, so you can actually see two islands when you're looking out. You've got that beautiful crescent-shaped islet that is world famous for snorkeling at, mm-hmm. called Molokini. Mm-hmm. And then just beyond that is the island of Koho'olawe.
Well, now we have a sense of place here on beautiful Maui. I want to know a little bit more about the program that you're directing and your move to include guests in an authentic experience.
You know, we're really blessed here at the Grand Wailea to have, you know, some great leadership and a really good opportunity to just engage everyone in Hawaiian culture in a variety of ways. Mm. And what's exciting is that we get to do that with the guests that come in through our doors, and we also get to do that with our team. Mm. But the program for the guests is kind of amazing. We offer a whole wide range of traditional activities, whether those are arts and crafts, or physical things like ukulele, hula, that really can take guests back to what a traditional Hawaiian lifestyle would have been 500, 1,000 years ago.
Now that's really important. I know you mentioned to me the E'ala'e sunrise experience, yes. And it's just once a month?
That's right. We wanted to keep it special. And, you know, if we did it every day, it might lose its luster, you know, especially for our team that's doing it. So if you just happen to be lucky enough to be here on the third Thursday of any month, you could participate in E'ala'e. You just got to wake up early to do so.
It's probably very worth it. It sets the tone for the day. It's sort of cleansing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's, you know, the E'ala'e is a combination of two traditional cultural experiences that cultural groups still do to this day. Mm-hmm. So if you were in a hula halau, a hula group, or any other kind of cultural group, now or 1,000 years ago, you would do something called a kapukai, which is sort of a ceremonial entrance and cleansing in the ocean, and then do and learn the chant E ala E, which calls to the sun to arise, awaken the sun. And we stand on the beach, on Wailea Beach, with the ocean behind us, looking to the mountain Haleakala and watching the sun rise, sort of crest the peak as we call to it to enter the day.
Oh, that sounds astounding. My goodness. You also have someone else on your team.
Yes.
And who is that?
So I was able to sort of build the team here, and I was able to add a Hawaiian cultural ambassador, an amazing person by the name of Kale Ue Ko'olani. And Kale is the first Hawaiian cultural ambassador we're adding to the cultural department. She does all of our daily and weekly cultural activities and gets into department training with our team and sort of helps me take care of all of the random things we do throughout all of the departments here at the resort.
And what are some of the things that are that is offered here? You have lohala weaving?
Yeah, so we have lohala. And actually, I believe in Australia, there is a lohala is a form of pandanus.
Yes.
A tree. So they're common down there as well, kind of throughout the Pacific and Asia. So we do lohala weaving, which is a type of plaiting. We do kukui nut bracelet making.
Oh, nice.
We do hula. We do ukulele lessons. Mm-hmm. And we also do, something else which I think everyone kind of wants to know a little bit about, which is how to make a lei.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You did mention earlier about the culture in hotels. It's sort of not just what a guest sees, but you had other points, sustainability. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, for me, and I think for a lot of us cultural people, culture is, we talk about sense of place a lot, right? And sense of place is connected to all of your senses. So how do we tap into what you taste? We do that by getting cultural foods, by native foods, by traditional foods into the menu. Right? Oh. Is it what you see? And we can do that by activities, but we can also do that by the uniforms, the fabrics we have throughout all of our outlets or in the lobby, or what you see our team members wearing, maybe a flower in their hair. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes those little touches really contribute to knowing that you're not in Mexico, you're not in the Caribbean, you're not on some other island, you're right here in Hawaii. Yeah? And then for me, I also think that culture is just innately tied into sustainability. For Hawaiians and for a lot of cultures, culture is tied into the land. We're sort of raised together, right? Mm-hmm. Hawaiian culture, all native cultures sort of emerge from the land they're in and are shaped by it, just as we shape the land with agriculture and our life practices. So when we look from an ecotourism or a corporate standpoint, when we talk about recycling, recycling programs, when we talk about waste reduction, when we talk about, utilities and how we use our water, our electric, those kind of things, to me, those are culture. And we've got a pretty robust program here that is constantly getting better to do greater things, more impactful things, both, that the guests see and also behind the scenes that somebody staying here would never really see, but it's impacting, our footprint.
Is that the Hilton effect that you mentioned?
So actually that's one of them.
Oh.
So we've got kind of a number of layers of sustainable programs here. The Hilton Effect Foundation is a new thing developed by Hilton just this past year in Hilton's 100th year that awards grants to nonprofits. And, Hilton has a lot of hotels all over the world, and they chose 15 inaugural grants, one of which came to Hawaii. And so here in Hawaii, they partnered with the Division of Forestry and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Maui, we partnered with the Leeward Haleakala Watershed Resource Partnership.
Nice.
And they do native forest reforestation. And if you were to look from where we are, sitting right now, and you talked about the islands and the palm trees and the ocean behind us, and if we look up to the mountain, mm-hmm. we see the slopes of Haleakala and the forest lands up there, mm-hmm. and they're actually actively planting native forest up there that was, you know, denuded and mm-hmm. destroyed by invasive species. So we've partnered with them. We've planted a native garden here on property.
Oh.
Just did that this week. And so that is the Hilton Effect Foundation.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Before we run out of time, is there something that you see, a direction you're going to go, a broader picture here at the Grand Wailea for you?
You know, I think for me and for culture in hotels in general in Hawaii, we just have to ask the question, right? Both, how can we create a more authentic experience for
yes.
our guests? But really, what also does the guest want mm-hmm. in that authentic experience?
Mm-hmm.
Authentic is a buzzword.
It is.
It's maybe even overused, like aloha is overused.
Mm-hmm.
So we've really got to ask that question two ways, right? It's not just about what me as a cultural person wants to do, it's also about what the guest wants. And so we look for ways to do, you know, a 1-hour workshop like an ukulele lesson,
mm-hmm.
but also longer things. And how can we get, say, somebody or an individual or family to just immerse themselves for multiple days of cultural experiences right here in this place in a variety of ways that takes them from a little, you know, some baby food bites into, you know, a full four-course meal of Hawaiian culture.
So. Oh, that's so beautifully said. I hope they're serving that with poi.
I you know that.
And we're going to have to say aloha.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you, Kainoa.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Michelle Winner speaking there with Kainoa Hokajo, the Director of Culture at the Grand Wailea Resort in Maui.